Welcome to The Power of Stories, a podcast by women, about women, and for women. Their voices and their stories. I am Sharon Catherine D'Agostino, a passionate advocate for the empowerment of women and girls everywhere, and the founder of sayitforward.org.
And I'm Yodit Kifle-Smith, a creative dedicated to making sure the voices and stories of women are heard. I have the privilege of working with Sharon on sayitforward.org to do just that. In this podcast, you will meet courageous women from around the world whose unique path to empowerment will leave you encouraged and inspired. We are thrilled to talk with Mitra Kadarsi. Mitra is a midwife who is passionate about women and girls' sexual reproductive health and rights. She joins us from Indonesia. Thank you so much for being with us, Mitra.
Yes, thank you.
There are so many questions that I have about you and your story. But one of them, because you are a midwife, I've heard you say that midwifery taught you to be inclusive and non-judgmental. How did that happen?
I understand one thing, that a midwife put the woman as a subject, not an object. And also here, a midwife and midwifery put a woman as a center of care. That how the knowledge that we have, the competency that we have, the skill that we have, is how to help women to understand their body, how to help women to feel what they feel, because women don't understand anything about their life, even their body, and even their feeling. And midwifery told me a lot about that. The success of the care is where you success to empower the woman. And you hear the woman and you learn from the woman. Then you will give the best care ever for that woman, because every woman are different.
You are passionate about women's empowerment. Tell us what that means in your country, in Indonesia, and what does women's empowerment look like for you?
It's quite challenging. Indonesia is an archipelago country, consists of islands, thousands of islands, and we have hundreds, millions population. We have multicultural and we have multi-religion. So we have thousand billion of value. So that's quite challenging. And how the culture influence the interpretation, the understanding of others, and how the culture also mingle with the religion, they blend together. For example, child marriage. We still have many of child marriage. When they said this is okay in the religious view, so we cannot say anything because it's a belief. There are women also understand that when she gave birth, and if she died in give birth, she will go straight away to heaven. So sometimes they want a lot of children. The family also push them to have more. They don't have any boys, so she will keep trying. But she don't understand that her body is not fit anymore. She needs to take care to others. And also a woman experience abuse, domestic abuse in their household, and how they keep it. It will be very taboo and embarrassed. And she failed to be a woman. And when women experience miscarriage, they will feel like they are not a perfect woman. So it's quite challenging, actually, how to shift and how to make a woman understand that this is a social construct. They gain it from the first day they were born. So they have self-unconsciously that this is my goal. Women have to get married, have babies, raise the babies. Because of the multicultural, it's quite challenging.
What was the moment when you realized that you are an empowered woman?
Maybe when I really feel that I'm free and independent and empowered is maybe on 5 years ago. it's not long. I'm also stunned with myself, but I'm very happy and I'm glad that I'm a free woman right now. I'm independent. No one can control me, anyone, unless me. So it's a very long journey for me too. But when I realize everything and I try to understand myself, I look down to myself. And that time, yes, I'm a free woman. And who helps me? Those women who I met every day in my life. I learned a lot from them. I learned, I saw them survive. I saw them also thrive and some of them also transform. I'm a woman too. I'm a midwife too. So I have a lot of things to do. So yeah, that's encourage me more and more and accept myself and embrace myself.
Who in your life, whether before or even now, has walked alongside of you and helped you find your voice and helped you understand the journey that you're on?
My father also gave me a huge influence. That time he said to me, don't be a candle, be a sun. That's always keeps in my mind. The sun, even you only have a very small energy and very small light, but you still a sun, then you gonna push through your energy. That's why the sun will always shine wherever it is. That's I kept in my mind. My father is a very humble person. He's a military, actually. He taught me a lot about the value of life. My father always said to me, listen to your mom. Look your mom. She is a very tough person for me. She is truly a son, and you should be a son like her, and even better. And now with my mom, I learned a lot from her. He shaped me to be like this. I'm very lucky to have a parents like them. My mom right now, she is part of Indonesia's history about family planning. So she done something that people won't do. That's why I really got the vibe and the energy. So sometimes it always encouraged me to be a better person than her, because he want me to be.
Beautiful. What are you doing for yourself that is helping you take care of yourself in this journey of constantly carrying the burdens of other people's lives, you know, and the joys as well?
What I'm doing is just embracing each and every day. So when I feel sad, it's okay to be sad, Mitra. Embrace it. And your feeling is very valid. And when I get frustrated also, I'm okay because I'm a human. So it's okay to be frustrated. And when I fail, I also say to myself, you have to learn more. So it's okay to be failed. So I keep forgiving myself each and every day. So I keep embracing everything. And very lucky me, I always met a good friend around me. More and more women actually helps me a lot. When you heard a woman say to you, thank you for helping me, thank you, I finally relieve, thank you, now I understand myself, it's like, okay, I'm doing something good. When there's a girl that she experienced a miscarriage, she keeps blaming herself. And we have conversation, and then she went back home. We kept chatting, and in the end, in our last chat, she said that this is not my fault. It happened. The moment that I feel, okay, that's why I have to, you are worth to live, Mitra. So, because there are a lot of women like that. And I learned from them. I learned from that woman too, absorbing the energy. And also I learned how they get out from their problems.
How can we all encourage other women and girls to confidently use their voice and claim their power?
I've been there. I've been so quiet. I've been so afraid to talk. I've been so afraid to lose. I've been so afraid to fail. But just do it. If you fail, then fail. Because we never know when we are at work, when it will not work until we do it. Sometimes we need also to be silent. We also need to be hold a moment. But it's a self-reflection or self-healing, because it is also necessary. Embracing what you feel, don't blame it. It's also the key, because when I'm sad, it's okay. Because sometimes I feel weak when I'm sad. I feel weak when I'm crying. I feel weak when I said love. So it's not easy for me at first to say love. And finding your support system is also great. One of my best friends, her support system is a cat. Your support system could be the earth itself, the air, or the tree, anything. You define yourself because you belong to you.
You know, one of the things I just take away is just that there is strength in our vulnerabilities. So I'm grateful for that reminder today. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us and sharing parts of your stories. And we know our listeners will be so inspired. And to our listeners, thank you for making the time to listen to this episode of the Power of Stories podcast.
Thank you, Mitra. Thank you for being here and for sharing your dad's advice. Don't be a candle, be a sun, because the sun will always shine. And we are so grateful to you for the sun that you are in this world and to the light that you shine on all of us. Thank you, Yodit. And I am so grateful for this episode.
Thank you very much, Sharon. I hope this can give energy to everyone. Even a small light is meaningful for a woman.
And to our listeners, we invite you to visit sayitforward.org, a place where you are welcome to share one or more stories about your unique path to empowerment. Or you can read the stories of other women and girls. This is Sharon Catherine D'Agostino
and Yodit Kifle Smith, signing off for now and hoping you'll join us for our next episode of the Power of Stories podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, we do hope you'll give us a review and recommend the Power of Stories to a friend. And lastly, we want to remind you of the power of your story.